I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Playoffs!
There are certain things in life that if you want to make Mark Grody laugh involuntarily, as an involuntary response, I should say, play Jim Mora. That is one. I got about a list of 10 things going on in my life that you could play, that I could hear. I will laugh.
Playoff
continues to be.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Continues to be one of them. I mean, just the genuine. There is something funny about genuine anger. I don't know what it is. I'm Mark Rohde. He's Bruce Levine. We are here with you until noon. In for Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes is here. He will do his show at noon. No day off for Holmes on Memorial Day. Bears talk with Brad Biggs in about 35 minutes from right now. And yes, the NHL is ready to move to phase two of its plan to return to play. And it will soon allow players to train in small groups at team facilities, that according to a memo that was circulated to teams over the weekend. All right, he is the executive producer of the Dan Bernstein Show. He is also 670 The Score's Blackhawks and hockey insider, and it is Jay Zawoski who posted Jim Mora on his Twitter page in the name of the Chicago Blackhawks. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Mark. Everything I do, and Bruce, everything I do is for you, Mark. I wanted to make you laugh this morning, so I pulled out the old Jim Mora.
I appreciate that. But, I mean, all jokes aside, as we say in radio, is it possible the Blackhawks could be in a postseason scenario this year?
If they return to hockey, the Blackhawks will be in a postseason scenario, yes. So as you said, the NHL last night released to its teams and its players and its owners and all those things the plan to move into phase two, which would get players back at the facilities working out in small groups of six on the ice at a time. It's 22 pages. It's very detailed. I'm actually somewhat impressed with how much the NHL was able to cover in this document. But once they get to phase two, they can start working out. Phase three would be a more of a training camp sort of situation. And then phase four would be return to play. For phase two, they're targeting early June, but they can't obviously set a precise date yet. But once phase four is reached, whenever that would be, the Blackhawks and Oilers would play in a five-game play-in series. And the winner of that series would face the Dallas Stars in what would be the actual Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh my God! That actually sounds fun. I mean, I know it's ridiculous.
No. Yeah, no
that
doubt.
Sounds fantastic. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a silver lining for this, which there isn't, let's be honest. But these sports leagues are going to have to get creative with the resumption of play. And look, the Blackhawks were a 12 seed, and let's be honest, the only reason the Hawks and the Montreal Canadiens, the other 12 seed in the East, are in the playoffs are because they're the Chicago Blackhawks and Montreal Canadiens. But when you look at it, could the Hawks beat the Oilers? Sure. In a five-game series? Sure. Could they beat Dallas? Maybe. You know, so it's, hey, all of a sudden, the Hawks are alive again, and we'll just see how long it's going to take to make this happen.
Jay, inform our listeners about how this comes down as far as the format. From what I've been able to discern from this, the players' associations are the ones that are handling what they would like the format to look like as far as how the playoffs would go down. And the NHL needs to respond to that and come up with a plan to move forward. How is this being portrayed out there? When would they have to vote on this situation from the NHLPA?
Well, it's been agreed on. So, Bruce, I think you have it a little bit backwards. So the NHL presented the format. The NHLPA agreed on the format. So now it's just a matter of getting back to play. This is, unless something changes, you know, which is unexpected, this will be the format of playoff hockey. So it's the top four teams in each conference get byes. They've wiped out the wild card format that they've been doing for the last few years. So the St. Louis Blues, the Colorado Avalanche, the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Dallas Stars have byes. And then the 5 through 12 seeds all take part in a five-game play-in series. So that's done. Now it's just a matter of getting to the point where it's safe to have that many people together playing a game. Like earlier in phase two, which we're talking about now, which is what was announced last night to the players, that's just six players. There's no coaches on the ice. That is very informal. It's very limited. So it seems like people are talking about July as maybe playing games. It doesn't seem like they're going to be able to move through two other phases in that short of time. It's almost June already. So maybe middle of July, August is more realistic for return. And then you're talking about, look, you got a five-game play-in series. Then you have a regular Stanley Cup playoff. You're looking at October maybe for the end of the season. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they make this work. But as far as the format goes, both sides have agreed.
And what about the economics of it?
Well, it's going to be interesting as to how – I think that's still sort of being worked out, because every day that goes by, we're not really sure what's going to be allowed. By August, will some fans be allowed in buildings? Probably not. But I'm sure they've got a million sort of what-if scenarios, like every company in America does. I'm sure Entercom has the same thing for us. But look, you want to talk about the economics, having Chicago and Montreal – in the playoffs is going to help them huge in the ratings. Because if you look at the Western Conference, St. Louis, Calgary, Winnipeg, Colorado, Vancouver, Minnesota, Nashville, Arizona, Vegas, Edmonton, and Dallas, aside from St. Louis and the Canadian teams, there's not a lot of hockey market in there. So, and even the Eastern Conference, you know, the two New York teams are in, but I think having those two powerhouses in Chicago and Montreal, there's your economic impact. They know that those are going to have two of the biggest draws on television, and that's a huge part of why they're not even really hiding the fact that that's why the decision was made to have those two teams included.
That is the voice of Jay Zawoski of 6-7 to the Score, talking about the NHL and the Blackhawks and ramping up a potential return plan. And if you want to see Jim Moore, just go directly to his Twitter page. But, Jay, you mentioned the 22 pages of script that were sent out around.
Yeah, you want me to just read them?
Yeah. We've got till noon, yes.
I'll just read them.
Don't leave anything out now, Jay. Yes, 22 pages. Read them to us. But anyway, what is the health and safety protocol like? Because we got the 67 pages of baseball, which Bruce read aloud to us earlier today. Anything stand out with the hockey protocol?
Well, there's going to be testing, but they do definitely say not at the cost of testing supplies to the public. So they're acknowledging that. They don't want to take away anything that the average Joe would need to get tested. I don't know if they're going to actually enforce that, but you have to at least acknowledge it, right? They're saying that players must wear masks except when they're on the ice. They don't need to wear facial coverings while on the ice. Now, the question is, and I haven't seen this reading the 22 pages yet, but will there be an adaptation of the face shields? Will they have full face shields like they wear in college hockey and like some of the women wear in international play? Instead of, it's not a cage, but it's a full plastic shield with a little bit of a venting towards the bottom to help breathe. That would be a big adjustment for a lot of players. And I don't know how happy they would be to do that. That would be a players association sort of a thing. But I think what they've laid out for phase two at least kind of makes sense. You know, it's the best they can do under the circumstances. If they are hell-bent on returning, what they're doing here seems to make a lot of sense. There's going to be temperature checks as people come in. People are going to get COVID tests, and they can't come to the facilities until 48 hours after they've taken a test so they can see if there is evidence of an infection. So it seems like the medical side of things are laid out pretty well. So I'm pretty pleased with how it's been. And if the players agreed to this, they must be pretty happy with it as well.
And
Jay, have you been in contact at all with the Blackhawks in terms of what their reaction is to this? And do you think that there are players on teams who are not necessarily at the top of the conferences this year that are like, really? We're still doing this?
Yeah, just knowing hockey players in general, any of the teams that will be participating in this, I think the vast majority of them are very, very excited about it. They want to do it. They want to play. Of course, there's going to be occasional guys that are not super into it. And they're saying that phase two is not mandatory. If players aren't feeling comfortable with doing it, or they don't feel up to it, they're not forced to take part in this if they don't want to, which is a smart thing to protect themselves. But it's kind of a guy to guy thing. Things have been really, really quiet around the Blackhawks lately. And they have been since the firing of John McDonough. Getting any information out of the organization has been very, very difficult, because I think everyone there is sort of on guard. We just saw they did massive furloughs, some layoffs last week. So guys they want to keep their jobs. As far as front office people go, scouting people go, PR people go. I haven't heard a peep from people in the Blackhawks, despite trying to reach out to them. Everyone's keeping it very close right now, probably trying to hang on to their jobs.
Well, you know, now that I think about this, we do got to let you go, but I kind of hope to see hockey back and the Blackhawks back, because then they'd have to answer questions, wouldn't they?
Yes, definitely. It's so strange to me that Rocky Wirtz makes a move like he made in firing John McDonagh, and he hasn't spoken yet. And there hasn't really been a demand for him to speak yet at all. I mean, if the Bears fired Ted Phillips, they'd have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't make a move that monumental as a guy whose name was synonymous with the Blackhawks' success. You couldn't have an MC at a PA without saying the name of John McDonough every time they would speak, and you lay that guy off and no one talks about it yet? I think it's very strange. I think the Blackhawks are lucky that they're so far in the rearview mirror of most people in the sports media landscape right now, where they don't get that sort of attention. But if this was any other team in town, there'd be reporters knocking down a door saying, talk to us. And it's very, very strange that you fire who many people think is or was the most important guy in the organization and don't say a word about it in what, a month? It's very strange. And I think that's part of why everyone around the Blackhawks has been so quiet lately.
Jay, there are no doors to knock on at this point, except in your own house.
did they remove? Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, just keep trying to hack into Zoom meetings, Bruce. That's a new way to do it.
Jay, thanks for the expertise. Mark and I appreciate it. Have a great Memorial Day, and look forward to more information on the NHL, and keep up the great work on the show as well.
Thank you. Thanks for reaching out, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Yes, we wanted to reach out to Jay Zawoski.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.